Fantastic news today for people hoping to get home to New Zealand in time for Christmas. Well, not quite. In time for the new year, from mid-January, all fully vaccinated New Zealanders travelling from Australia can skip MIQ and they can self-isolate for 7 days. Martin Newell is a Kiwi in Melbourne and he's with us now. Kia ora, Martin.
Kia ora, Karen. How are you?
And you're nearly home.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's nice to have a date at long last.
It was a bit of a tease there for Christmas. It's not Christmas, is it? It's after the new year.
Yeah, you mean, I guess it's something for a lot of people that I know and have been talking to a lot, that they're just very happy to have a date that, you know, they can come home. You know, the end of the lottery means a lot to a lot of people.
I bet it does. Did you try?
Tried really in vain. Tried refreshing the screen before that. Being able to have that certainty of a date when you can come back to New Zealand is good.
And what about your tickets? Have you booked them yet, or are you holding out?
Holding out, to be honest. Look, you know, 7 days isolation is a really big step forward. You know, for myself, we've got three kids. I've actually done quarantine once with three kids, and we've also done a period of isolation. So we're all fully vaccinated, and we'll wait when we can come without having to isolate.
Where did you do that, Martin, your isolation?
Actually in Australia. So I used to be based in Hong Kong and had to move to Australia with work. So we did 2 weeks in hotel quarantine in Australia, which was another expensive exercise that, like a lot of Kiwis have been through, and one that, I understood the need for it at the time, one that I'm not ready to do again.
How much did it cost you as a family to do that?
We haven't got the final bills yet. Because Australia has a slightly different systems than New Zealand, so we had to come back to Australia for a variety of reasons. My wife is from Melbourne, so we had to buy a one-way ticket rather than having a lottery. It's just you have to pay exorbitant flight fees. So anyway, it's what's done is done. Focus on the future.
Yes.
And looking forward to. Hopefully sometime in 2022, being able to hug some whānau.
I bet. So tell us about your family back here. Are you coming back to live here or just to visit?
Living was on the cards, but it will be to visit. Coming to visit, you know, we've got family all over the country. I'm originally from Dunedin. So in particular, take the kids to see.
Might have lost you there. I think we've lost Martin. He's on Skype, so he's in Melbourne. He's nearly home, though. Don't worry. We'll see if we can get him back while we are waiting to reconnect with him.